Negative political ads work, right? Not always, it turns out. In Washington state, some winners on election night withstood hundreds of thousands of dollars in political action committee spending against them. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Take Washington Supreme Court Justice Charlie Wiggins. Two PACs funded by wealthy Washingtonians spent a combined $400,000 to defeat him. But in the end, Wiggins still got nearly 58% of the vote. Former Senate Majority Leader Rodney Thom led a PAC that ran soft on crime ads against Wiggins.
I was a little surprised it didn't move the needle more than it did.
But Thom says he thinks the ads could have a lasting effect.
I think it's put the court on notice that you'll probably have a contested election, so don't necessarily change your vote, but know that if you're doing something stupid, you're going to be held accountable to it.
On the legislative front, the candidate who faced the most PAC spending against him did lose, but five of the top 10 most targeted candidates for the Washington legislature are winning their races. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.